Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted. Hey, rehabbers across the world, welcome to today's episode. And today, I want you to understand just how perfect you are. I want you to look in the mirror and smile at yourself. Seriously, do it. You know why? Because you're perfect. Your size is perfect. Your skin color is perfect. Your height is perfect. There's not a mistake on you. Because God doesn't create mistakes. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your flaws make you the perfect you. Your clumsiness makes you the perfect you. Your freckles make you the perfect you. Your talkative nature makes you the perfect you. The things you wish you could change are the things that make you the perfect you. Somebody is waiting to appreciate the things that are making you insecure. The things you may dislike about yourself are the same things the heart that's meant to love you will love. So never let the opinions from society make you feel insecure about yourself. People can accept you or accept not being a part of your life, but don't let people change the perfect you. If you always let people tell you what needs to be fixed, then you'll always believe that you're broken. You'll always believe that you're not good enough when you were created great enough. You'll always feel like you aren't pretty enough when you were created beautiful enough. You'll always feel you're not cool enough when you were created awesome enough. Don't let the hearts that aren't meant to love you keep you from loving yourself. You're the coach of your life. So stop giving people positions they don't deserve. Never let the people who add very little to your life control so much of it. The hearts that are meant to love you, notice I said hearts, because I'm not just talking about relationships, but I'm talking about friendships too. They won't have time to degrade you. They won't have time to judge you. They won't have time to talk about you. Why? Because they're too busy loving you. They make you feel secure in your less. They make you feel strong in your weakness. They give you smiles during your tears. They don't watch you struggle because your struggle becomes their struggle. They're going through it with you. The heart that is meant to love you is a faith provider, not a dream killer. They're a confidence giver, not a self-esteem thief. They add to your life, not subtract from it. The heart that's meant to love you supports your dreams, regardless if it has nothing to do with them or not. The heart that is meant to love you wants to see the best you, not to hurt you. They care more about what they can give to you than what they can take from you. Distance yourself from the withdrawal mindsets. People only want to take from your life, and surround yourself with those that want to deposit good in your life. The people that don't encourage you to critique the mirror, but the people who encourage you to appreciate the image that's in it. The people that don't make you feel perfect when you're hiding your imperfections, but the people who make you feel perfect when you're wearing them. They give you the more during your less. Your mistakes make up your perfection. Your flaws make you perfect for the heart that's meant to love you. Your missteps make you perfect for the plan that God has for your life. And your failures make you perfect for your success. Perfection isn't living a mistake-free life. It's understanding that those mistakes are a process to create the greatest you. So never let someone else's judgment make you insecure who you are. The wrong person will always find something wrong with you. But the wrong they find is just the right that the right person sees. So stop apologizing for who you are, because the hearts that are meant to love you will appreciate your uniqueness. Don't let the world get you caught up in who you was or who you should be, because you'll miss the beauty of who you truly are. Listen, this world will always try to reshape you to fit its particular standards, but God has already made you in such a way that can't be contained. So be outstanding. Don't shrink your awesomeness. What's the perfect fit to one could be the wrong size, the wrong look, the wrong color, etc. to someone else. Does that mean someone's wrong or right? No. It means that everything is not for everybody. The athlete and the lawyer aren't going to have the same perception of the perfect job. The CEO and the new hire aren't going to have the same perception of the perfect salary. So, never let someone's view of the perfect size make you insecure your weight. Never let someone's view of the perfect personality make you insecure who you are. Somewhere, someone is looking for a person just like you, and the void in their heart is waiting to be filled with all your imperfections. They're looking for the personality that others didn't like. They're looking for the attitude that others despise. They're looking for that perfect you. Just the way you are is just enough for them. And don't get me wrong, the heart that's meant to love you won't let you sit around and hurt yourself. They accept you for you, but they are also in your life to help better you, and vice versa. So never change to please people, because the people who try to change you are the people who aren't for you. The heart that is meant to love you will accept you as you are and say, let's grow together so we can create the best us. They know that love is seeing an imperfect person perfectly. So remember, you're not perfect because you have it all together. You're perfect because you were created by a perfect God. You're perfect for the purpose of your life. When you're searching for the perfect one, realize it can be found in the perfect one, which I believe is God. Understand, for the hearts that are meant to love you, you will always be their favorite hello, and their heart is a goodbye. And never forget, it's not what they think, it's what you choose to believe. And believe you're perfect for the heart that's meant to love you. Like I say at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. If you got to the end of this, I want you to send me a text at 817-242-2719 and say straight up. And I'm going to text you back. And I want to know how this episode impacted your life. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone, or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days?
A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.